Just a moment to review again, because we were talking about light on Wednesday. Some good things, as Jean said, it was something that was really good that she wanted to share. And there's just some things that come out that in Him, in Christ was light, and that light was the light to all men. And it's that, the light that gave life, or the light that gave life, the light illuminated His life. What His light did was illuminate His life so that we could see His life. So that we would see the light that He gave us the light for. Because this is the way, walk in it. You are the light of the world. He was showing us how He was the example. He was the express image of God. He was the example of how we are intended to walk. And the thing that comes out in that is, okay, whenever we think we're supposed to walk like Christ, all of a sudden we take on this holy thing, you know? But you need to look at how Jesus really walks, not at how religion has painted Him. You need to understand that even as a child, He astounded the wise guys, the religious leaders. He astounded them. He had a relationship early on with His Father. He understood that He needed to be with His Father. He had a good life. We don't even know much about His life. That's why on Wednesday we talked about it leads into our imagination. But it says that He grew in favor with all men. He was a carpenter. He was a craftsman. He was someone, and I imagine that He was the most in demand and the most desired carpenter in the whole area. I imagine that He took good care of His family. On Wednesday, it came out of my imagination again, of course, but it's no wonder that His brothers were a little upset. They'd been living good off of what Jesus was doing, and now He's off just preaching. And He's not making anything anymore. They've about run out of old things to sell, and so now they're a little concerned about how they're going to keep their eBay account going. Yes, I know. My imagination. But it lights up His life. And I began to speak to myself about imagining His life. Not the religion has painted it, not anything like that, but just that it was to light up His life. And when Jesus came on the scene, you know, we're going to take communion. And we're going to remember what He did for us, but we're going to remember what He did for us. We're not going to be stalled. We've been trying to get off the idea of being stalled and not being dead on a cross. He's not dead on a cross. He's not just risen from the grave. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's living strong. He's praying for us. He's expecting great things for us. And it would be silly of us to not expect great things. I have to tell you that I never imagined the great thing that Jordan experienced with me. I didn't imagine that he was going to be commissioned by the President of the United States. But as I was watching him being commissioned, I imagined him one day guarding the President of the United States. Of being exalted in position. It's not an accident that he was given this opportunity. It's not an accident. And yes, his mother and I are, you know, prejudiced, okay? We are. Not bigoted, but prejudiced. Okay? But I want to tell you something, that when I watched on the podcast of that commissioning, there was one cadet that stood out and shined brightly, more brightly than the rest. That was my son. He may not have the title of the number one cadet in the nation, but I'll guarantee you that people who watch that pick him out to be it. Because he's right there, he's right behind the President, he's head and shoulders taller than most of them that are standing next to him, and he shines. The President was blessed, because when he shook my son's hand, my son said, "God bless you." Probably God bless you, sir. And I imagine that the president sensed the presence of God in his hand.